about the childhood disease in the throat, throat swells and closes. You can't feel it.
Diphtheria?
Yes.
I don't ever remember a case of diphtheria. No. I know about it. I mean, I've heard about it, but I don't ever remember seeing anybody with diphtheria or knowing anybody that was diphtheria.
See.
We just didn't have much diphtheria here.
I thought that was, if your water was bad, you'd expect that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I've got the wrong connection. It may not be.
Well, not in this area.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I thought it was something that was catching, that you would catch from, you know.
I see, rather than from water.
Yes, rather than from water.
So you said he was sick in his stomach. If he turned yellow, skin become yellow.
Oh, let's see. He had the yellow jaundice.
This? Mm-hmm. Or if he has bad pain on his right side.
Gastritis.
Yeah,
that was in later years. We never heard of it earlier.
I wonder what you called it earlier.
I don't even know. I guess you'd call it the tummy ache or the belly ache or what have you.
Inflammation of the bowels, did you ever hear that?
No.
And if a child grew very sick and brought food up,
He throwed up.
Uh-huh.
He didn't vomit. And
any
he didn't up chuck. He throwed up.
Any joking cures for that?
No, I don't know.
Suppose that they had would you describe somebody, a child who had a severe cold? What would he just describe in what terms? He took cold or what would be the process?
Well, yes, he took a cold.
Mm-hmm. And how would he be treated?
With a granny rag on his chest.
Hey, what?
A granny rag on his chest.
Uh-huh. Would you describe that?
He usually had some turpentine, Vicksave, maybe if you had any Vicksave. If you didn't have any, they used some turpentine and a mixture of stuff they had that they would put on a wool, and this had to be a wool cloth. They called it a rag, but it had to be wool, and they'd put it on their chest. Now that's what they did for a chest cold. And you might wear it for a week. Or until you got over, yes, until you got over that. Now, I will say this, you know that we had, and still do have some, a lot of moonshine whiskey in those days, and they would use that. They used it for medicine, and they would also use it on this chest too.
This area was always dry, right?
No.
Where is moonshine now?
Well, now you talk about the moonshine could be anywhere. Out in the country, I mean, they usually, that was people who made it themselves out in the country. That's what we call moonshine.
Not necessarily because the county was dry.
No, we still have moonshiners.
I see.
Even though the county's dry, we still have people who makes it. And we call them moonshiners. They make this whiskey at night, but the moonshine, that's what
I see. Do you have any other terms? You might say moonshine for medicine. Suppose you get some very bad or some rowdy men who get some bad whiskey, homemade. What would that be called?
Liquor.
Liquor.
Liquor. Mm-hmm.
I've heard some
different
terms. Busted, pop skull.
I haven't. Now I have heard that word, stump water.
Stump water.
Stump water. Mm-hmm. Yeah.